David sang the praises of the glory of Jehovah. Paul preached that all is lost save knowing Christ. Little John said he is precious by leaning on his bosom. So for a moment, may I humbly testify. That's all I want to say. How many sermons can be preached about this Jesus? How many songs can be sung about God's Son? There are not enough words, enough notes in the music to tell the story of all my Savior has done. That's all I want to say.
Did I mention he's been faithful to every promise he ever made me? I love him.
That's all I want to say. That's all I want to say.
Great job, great job. Some of you this time last year said you would never make it. Here we are. 1 year later, and you're here. You want to know why that is? Because he has been faithful. The Lord Jesus Christ has carried you. He has carried me. He has been faithful and true. Would you expect anything less other than that? No, not at all. Thank God for Jesus this morning, and thank God for you. So good to see you this morning. Welcome to Calvary Baptist Church. Right here in Powder Springs. I want to go ahead and say hello to those who are viewing by way of Facebook. Thank you so very much for tuning in faithfully like you do. And those who may be even listening on our webpage, on our live audio feed there, we appreciate that. And again, our little miniature radio station. I say miniature radio station. We have a little radio transmitter. And if you're on the right station while passing through Powder Springs, you might hear a little bit from our service. So we're so very thankful. And each and every time I get to stand and to speak, to preach, to teach, I'm so excited because from this very pulpit, not only we're broadcasted on Facebook, but again, audibly on our webpage, but around the world in other countries. That's amazing to me. That's amazing to me. And there's always an opportunity to share your faith with Jesus, and especially when we're in church as well, and through song and through the message. And so it's good to be here, and I hope everybody's doing good. Everybody ready for the new year? Maybe, maybe not. Anyway, it's coming. After the clock strikes midnight tonight, we are turning the page. Turning the page. Somebody needs to hear that this morning. It's time to turn the page. Turn the page. And so last year at this time, I said chapter 1, page 1. Well, this is chapter 2, page 1. And so how is chapter 2 going to be different than chapter 1? Well, it can be if you just let the Lord have His way. I want to mention some things this morning, as we do every Sunday, and then we're going to pray. I do want to say thank you to and recognize all of our visitors who've come this morning. Thank you so very, very much for being with us. You are our honored guest, and I hope our fellowship and the Lord has made you feel warm and welcome by being with us this morning. And we have some people sick this morning. Miss Carla Rich is homesick. Let's remember her in our prayers. Also, we have the Martins. Much of them are sick this morning, so they're home playing it safe, getting better. Also, I got a phone call from my grandmother and my grandfather that was here last Sunday, and that's been coming. He's in Kenistone Hospital. He has a, without getting into great detail, he just has a bad foot problem going on right now due to diabetes. And please remember him in your prayers. Grandma says he's not doing well, and so we're going to be in touch with him, and we'll let you know of any news that may transpire. And so just remember him if you would. Continue to remember Brother Larry in his recovery from his surgery. Continue to remember Miss Claudia as she continues to take preventative medicine so that she may not get cancer. And appreciate the Lord coming through with her on that. But also Miss Dawn Capistrano, she has, on the 4th, she has a big test coming up, CT scan, I believe it is. And so they're going to be checking, when I hear from her, they're going to be checking for cancer or different things that may be going on with her. And so let's remember Miss Dawn in our prayers as well. No PM service tonight. No Wednesday service is coming up Wednesday. And we're going to start fresh, brand new, next Sunday morning. We did this last year. We're going to follow suit this year. And I just want to announce once again that next Sunday night, we're going to have former principal from Grace Christian Academy here with us, Bo Spriggs. He's going to be bringing the message. And Dakota Lee, the current music leader, and much, much more. He's going to be doing the singing. Of course, we'll probably open up with one. And so remember that. Don't miss that service. We have many other great things we want to announce concerning January, but we'll keep some of those on the back burner till we get more information on those things. Other than saying, we are starting outreach. And so if you want to share your faith, listen very carefully. If you want to share your faith, now we are commanded to share our faith. And if you want to be obedient in that and you want to share your faith, I'm going to be releasing some new information on a first date on getting out into the neighborhoods. And as I said the other Sunday, I hope you come with me, but if you don't, I'm going. And so this is the Great Commission, and we are going to fulfill that here at this church. While I'm here, we're going to fulfill the Great Commission. All right. Remember these things in your prayers. Let's pray and ask God to touch the service this morning. Father, we love you, God. We thank you for the crowd that's here this morning. I thank you for our visitors, God. I pray that they would be touched. I pray they would hear something that may stir in their hearts and minds, and God, that you'll just move them along in their life to a time of just betterness, things getting better. I do pray if there's someone here that doesn't know you personally as their Lord and Savior, that today will be the day of salvation. Father, is my prayer. I pray that you would save the lost, bless the saved, be with all these prayer requests, those that are sick, Lord, those that are in need of a touch from you, those that didn't even mention a prayer request but may be burdened heavily today. We just pray that you would meet with them as well. Keep us all safe on this holiday weekend New Year's Eve, going to New Year's, and just celebrate you, Lord, as we walk forward into chapter 2, page 1. We love you today. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Church, choir, if you will stand with me, turn over to page number 139. Page 139, let's all stand and sing at Calvary. Sing with me now.
Years has been in vanity and pride, caring not that the Lord was crucified, knowing I was really that on Calvary. Mercy there was great, grace was free, pardon there was not a cry to me.
Special guest. We thank you for choosing Calvary as your place of worship today. And please do remember, no service tonight and no choir practice, of course. But we do have some things coming up around the corner that we want to make a matter of prayer. Also, Jubilee will be upon us before we know it. And so go ahead and begin praying about that. We have a great lineup this year. We're very excited about it. And we'll start working choir very soon to make ourselves ready for that time of Jubilee. We need revival. Amen?
Amen.
We ever needed revival, we need it. We need it now and today in the life that we live. And we just want to ask the Lord just to be with those men of God that will come, bring the messages of the Lord. So we're very excited about that. And so go ahead and make that a matter of prayer. But again, it is so good to see you in the house of the Lord today. The very last opportunity that you have to be in the house of God for 2023 is this morning. And so we're very thankful to be here. For you, those that can't make it, we want to pray the Lord to give a special touch to them. A lot of folks are sick, a lot of things going on. And so let's just ask the Lord to be with us in a very special way. Pray for Pastor this morning that we might receive the word. And that when we leave here today, we'll be able to truly say it's been good to have been in the house of the Lord. Let's go again to him in a word of prayer and ask God's blessing on the service, on the offering as well. Brother Kevin, it's great to see you in the house of the Lord this morning. Son, would you take us, Lord, in a word of prayer?
Thank you.
As the choir comes down this morning, I would like to give a word of praise. Our son Robbie was in an accident on Tuesday and probably totaled out both the vehicles, but didn't total him out. He's up and doing well, pretty bruised up, got a sprained ankle and unable to get around very well. But I'm just very thankful that the Lord has brought him through, and he's on the mend. So I praise the Lord for just being with them both in that accident. And so just remember him in prayer. I sure appreciate that. I want to try and do a song this morning. We have just come through Christmas time. And I don't know about you and your house, but my tree came down. All the decorations put away about the time all the kids left out of the house. And so we have made a little transition now from Christmas into New Year's. But I think about this song. I was on my way to church this morning, and the Lord just reminded me of this. And it is entitled, "I'm Glad I Know Who Jesus Is." We sing about, and we've talked about, and we have even seen a Christmas program, and maybe more than one, about our little town in Bethlehem, how that Jesus came, and they said, "I'm sorry, but there's no room in the inn." And they found a little cow stall and made a little manger filled with hay, and they laid him there, the blessed Lamb of God. They didn't know who it was that they were turning away. And now here we are, and we face a new year. And I want to try and do my very best this coming year to show people the love of God in my life. And I know that you want to do the same. It's a brand new opportunity, 2024, to tell somebody about the Lord. There's nothing greater that you could tell. But I'm just glad to know this morning that I'm glad I know who Jesus is. In a little town called Bethlehem, so many years ago, they told him there was no room in the inn. But they had no way of knowing who they had turned away. It was the Lamb of God who would take away their sins. So many people still today don't know who Jesus is. They've never felt his peace within their soul. But I want my life to show them how his love can set men free. He's the only one who can cleanse and make men whole. I'm glad I know who Jesus is. I'm glad more than just a story. He is a King of glory, and I'm glad I know who Jesus is. He's the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. He's a Counselor, Deliverer to men. He's the Everlasting Father, he is a King of glory, and I'm glad I know who Jesus is. Oh, I'm glad I know who Jesus is. I'm glad I know who Jesus is. Please, more just a story. He is a King of glory, and I'm glad I know who Jesus is. He's more than just a story. He is a King of glory. And I'm glad I know who Jesus is. If you don't know who he is, you can before we leave here. You listen as Pastor brings a message this morning. I'm sure something might cause someone to realize that they've never accepted the Lord as your Savior. If you haven't, today be a great day on this last day of this year to accept the Lord as your personal Savior. I'm glad I know who Jesus is.
Appreciate that song, Brother Allen. Glad I know who the Lord is. Hope you do. And do want the church to continue to remember our friend Ricky in prayer. Friends of ours, Miss Robin, that's here, a friend of theirs, as he battles his way with his, through his health elements. And before we get started this morning, a little birdie told me that the tree lot did exceptionally well this season. How'd it go, Brother Brian?
We don't have it all finalized because of the sponsor that has not yet contributed, but it's very likely that we're 100,000 profit, considering that we started all those years ago and made $6,000.
What a blessing, what a blessing. We're right on, right there at 100,000. And any opportunity to brag on the Lord and rub in the devil's face real good, I like to take every opportunity. And so we appreciate it. Thanks to all who did help out with the tree lot this year and who invested their time and energy and strength. I did it a few times myself. I know that it involves a lot of endurance, energy, and strength. And I know Brother B and everybody else, all the leadership there, appreciates that. So thank you. Thank you. All right, this morning, I'm going to slow things down just a bit. Get our thoughts kind of focused on God's Word. We are at a brand new year. As we've mentioned, and as you already know, 2023 will be closed out at midnight tonight. As I said jokingly, but realistically, this chapter is coming to a close. And, you know, you don't have to raise a hand or say out loud, but I just wonder how 2023 went for you. How did it go for you? What was written in your chapter? Hopefully there were some good things that were written in your chapter. No doubt, I know that being on earth, being human, we all have had hard things that was wrote out in our chapter. But I just want us to focus on chapter 2 this morning. I want us to focus on what's next. While a lot of people do not look at the new year as a fresh start, I personally feel like anything that we can use as a tool or an opportunity to do things differently, we should. We should. Some people say, I'm not going to commit to anything this new year that I'm going to fail at. Well, those who say that, it shows in your life, if I could just be frank. It shows in your life. And so while there are some who say, I'm not going to commit to anything I'm going to fail at, I believe this morning that's part of the problem in a lot of lives, is that many have given up. They have accepted their lot, and they are living either miserably or they're living in survival mode. So this morning, I think it's time for all of us to take personal inventory, recommit ourselves to Jesus. If you are not saved, if you do not know that heaven will be your home when you die, I would say and highly suggest to accept Him as your Savior this morning. That will be the starting place for you. And so take personal inventory, recommit ourselves to Jesus, and give everything we've got to succeed in the new year. Let us not hold back anything. Listen, this isn't just some sermon on Sunday morning. I want to preach to your heart. Don't hold back personally. And can I say that we're not going to hold back corporately as a church? I was talking with someone before church this morning, and I have been burdened about reaching the lost ever since I got saved 21 years ago. But corporately as a church, it's in the Bible that we are to reach our community. And what better person to be the leader and the forerunner of that than the pastor? And when I've said that, if you don't join me, I'm still going, I'm not saying that to be arrogant or be rude or unkind. I'm just saying that I want to fulfill my personal Christian obligation to witness and to the lost. And I hope you do join me. And so I heard a quote this morning. Actually, Christy shared it with me. She heard a quote that Jim Elliot said, "Wherever you are, be all there. Live to hilt every situation you believe to be the will of God for your life." If you are in God's will, being a member of this church, be all here, be all in. If I'm to continue to be the pastor here at this church, I need to be all in. And I felt like I've been all in, but I want to be more in. Anytime God shows me something, I want to respond in obedience, and I plan on doing that, but would you follow me in doing that? Whatever place you're at in life, if you feel like it's God's will for your life, be there. Don't just show up in body, but show up mentally. We all know that you can be somewhere in body and be absent mentally. Don't just go through the motions, be there. Don't just be there in body for your families, but be there mentally, be there emotionally, be the very best spouse you can be the very best father you can be, grandparent you can be. Be there. Be there. So with that said, this morning I want to speak on this subject for a few moments on this New Year's Eve, making 2024 count. How many sermons have we heard every new year? A new sermon about making the next year count. We've heard it, and we've heard it, and we've heard it, and we've heard it. We've heard it, and we've heard it, and we've heard it. But let's make this one count. Let's take to heart God's word this morning, and don't hold back and just move forward. Making 2024 count, I want to share with you three things about how you can make your life count in 2024. I'm going to use biblical principles doing so, along with some of my own life experiences in this message. So some of these things you've heard before, nothing new, but we learn through repetition. Number one this morning, if we are going to make our life count in 2024, we must, number one, forget the past. Forget the past. Philippians chapter 3, verse 13, if you would. Philippians chapter 3, verse 13. Paul says this in chapter number 3 and verse 13. "Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, reaching forth unto those things which are before." How many times have we read that or heard that? Forgetting those things which are behind. Well, have we forgotten those things that are in our minds that bother us? Have we put them behind us. The word forgetting here, listen to this, it means to lose out of the mind. To lose out of the mind. What was it in 2023 that has occupied your mind so negatively? What is it that's been in your mind that's been so detrimental this past year? It has bothered you. It has hindered you. It has cramped you. What is it that's filled your mind that has set you back and caused you to not move forward? Whatever has occupied the mind, Paul, we should take his advice and do what he did by forgetting those things which are behind, or allowing those things to lose from the mind, leave from the mind. My advice to myself and to you this morning, as we turn the page and we go into chapter number 2, so to speak, is to just forget some things that are not good out of our minds. Allow them to lose or leave our minds. This new year, don't forget the good, but forget the bad. The bad. Allow the bad things to leave your mind. Forget the things that are not, listen to this, compatible. Allow those things to leave your mind that are not compatible to your life now in Christ. The things that are bad, allow those things to lose and to leave your mind. They're not compatible to your new life in Christ. The useless things in your mind, allow them to leave your mind. They're not compatible to your Christian life. Unhealthy things, detrimental things, these are things that are not compatible to our life in Christ. Christ has called us to live a life of newness, a life of goodness, a life of being proactive, a life of being healthy. And anything contrary to that, that occupies our mind or behavior, we are to let it go. And so my best word this morning, if we are going to really make something out of 2024, we need to forget the past. Now Paul speaks of this, when you look in verse number 4 down through verse number 7, he brings up his religious pedigree, his religious strong points before he got saved. Look at verse number 4. He says, though I might also have confidence in the flesh, if any other man thinketh that he hath whereof he might trust in the flesh, I more. Circumcised the eighth day of the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, an Hebrew of Hebrews, as touching the law of Pharisee, concerning zeal, persecuting the church, touching the righteousness which is in the law, blameless. Look at verse 7. He says, but what things were gained to me, those I counted lost for Christ, yea, doubtless. And I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and do count them but dung. Okay, should I interpret that? Or do you know what it's talking about? Poo. Look it up, it's there. He says, I do these things that I may win Christ and be found in him, not having mine own righteousness which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death. Paul says, there are some things that are not compatible in my life that I had before I got saved. He says, I have to forget those things. I have to put those things behind me. He says, I have to allow those things to lose place in my mind. Again, Paul had this strong religious pedigree. Paul was passionate, in so much he killed Christians. But those things are not compatible to his new life in Christ. His new life in Christ has everything to do with the righteousness of Jesus. No self-righteousness. And so Paul is literally saying there are some things that are not compatible in my life as they were before, and so I have to let them go. I forget the past. This morning there are some things that are not compatible in our Christian life. Let me just put it this way. There are some things we need to pull the plug on. There are some things that we have to just grab a hold of that spiritual cord and just, I've had enough. What is it right now in your mind that you have had enough of? And what I mean by that, I'm not saying if it's counter Bible, don't pull the plug on it. Keep it plugged in if it's Bible, but if it's against the Bible or if it's right and God wants you to mature and succeed in whatever is plugged in that is hindering you, pull the plug. Pull the plug. Some this morning need to pull the plug on dwelling of past failures. We've all experienced failure in here, I'm sure. But failure is to be a teacher. Failure is to teach us what didn't work and then grow into what does work. Some need to pull the plug on past failures. You have groveled in it long enough. You have beat yourself up long enough. If you're saved, do not grovel any longer. Rejoice that your sins are gone. Jesus took your place on the cross so that you can rejoice in Him that the old sin debt is forever handled, canceled. So we see this morning that Paul here, he is forgetting some things. Paul forgot about the things that did not promote or enhance his new life in Christ. The things that in our life that we're thinking of that are detrimental, we need to forget about. And so we need to forget or pull the plug over past failures. But also, let me say this. I think it's time, and there may be some people here that needs to pull the plug from people that are toxic. Talking about toxic relationships. Talking about people that do not encourage you. People that truly do not love you. People that name call and people that hinder you from your walk with God. You say, well, it's a family member. You know what I say about that? Pull the plug. I believe we're all mature here to some degree. That we could say that there are some family members that hinder, that hurt. Every time you get around them, they make you feel small and they critique. And listen, there's a family member or two that I have that are narcissistic. Makes me choke every time I'm around them. You get around them, it's all about them. It's all about what can promote them. They never ask about you or your life or nothing along those lines. They're narcissistic. They are self-promoters. They're big-headed. And to be quite honest with you, every time I get around them, it makes me feel sick. I've tried to make the relationship work. Sometimes you just got to put yourself in other areas where they're not. We got to pull the plug from relationships, even if it's some family members that are toxic. If you're around somebody, whether a family member or not, and they're always trying to tempt you to drink or smoke, trying to tempt you to do bad, do you think God wants you around them? No, I don't think so. It's always time to pull the plug on some people that are toxic. The Bible says, live peaceably with all men as much that lieth within you. Which means when you've had enough of it and you can't live peaceably with them, then you're going to have to go your separate way. Position ourselves for success. We need to plug in. to the positive people. We need to plug in to positive people, to plug into positive thoughts. Just because you get around that person and they tell you the truth, what the Bible says, they see what you need in your life, and you say, I just can't stand to be around them, then that's your problem. That's somebody you need to be around. You need to be around somebody to tell you the truth. But sometimes we can take that as being negative and someone we don't need to be around, but really we do. Plug in to people who tell you the truth. Plug in to positive people. Plug in to positive thoughts. Just position yourself for success. What about this morning? Sometimes in the world of computers, you have to wipe the hard drive. Everybody know what that means? Wipe the hard drive. Delete the hard drive. Just get it clean and fresh and working properly once again. Well, sometimes we have to wipe the hard drives of our minds. Paul says this morning to forget those things which are behind. Let them lose place out of your mind. Forgetting those things which are behind, he says in verse number 13. So this morning, we need to forget the past. Forget the past if we want to make 2024 count. Let me mention a second thing. Not only forget the past, but figure out the present. You with me this morning? Say amen. Figure out the present. Meaning come up with a game plan. Game plan. When was the last time you called for a timeout? In the world of sports, there's moments when a team must go back to the drawing board. While certain strategies worked in the beginning of the game, sometimes those strategies aren't continuing to work. And so we see that in the world of sports, there's times where you have to go back to the drawing board. And if we're going to make 2024 count, we need to figure some things out. Not just forget the past, but figure some things out. Go back to the drawing board. You ever heard of the Hail Mary play in football? Catch it, Chuck. He caught it. It's that last play where they have to catch it. We need that touchdown. What about the flagpole pass? I remember I played football, I think, for one practice and I quit. It was in Mississippi when I lived in Mississippi. I just did not like football. I'm a baseball guy. And Justin, go out and 20 foot and cut hard to the left. It's called the flagpole. And so I did, and the football hit me right in the head. And so there's the flagpole pass. It's going back to the drawing board. It's strategizing, doing something different, figuring it out. And then, of course, in basketball, there's the full court press. It's the fourth quarter. It's getting late in the game. We got to make it count now. Give it everything you got. Full court press. Then, of course, there's the faithful bunt in baseball. Bases are loaded. Bottom of the ninth. Tied ball game. The Braves are at Truist. All right. Have the chance to walk it off. And so Acuna, everybody thinks he's going to swing that bat and go for a grand slam, but he does a bunt. Catches everybody off guard. Run comes in. Boom. Braves win. It's something different. It's strategy. It's figuring things out. It's calling a timeout. So we see that, and what I'm getting at this morning is that there's times when we must assess our situation and plan accordingly. Proverbs 29:18, I'll just give it to you. The Bible says, where there is no vision, the people perish. What's our plan this year? What's your plan personally in your life? I've been telling you some of the plan for the church. We got more to come. But we've got to have vision personally. We've got to have vision corporately. We've just got to figure this thing out if we want to make 2024 count. Let me give you one more thing and I'll be through. Not only forget the past, figure out the present, but forge ahead into the future. Forge ahead. This is done step by step in the right direction. That's how we make the new year count, or any day count. Step by step in the right direction. There's been some people who've climbed Mount Everest. But the people who've climbed Mount Everest, they've done so by, number one, using shoe claws on their feet. They have a, or had a pole in their hand for guidance, and they would firmly plant one foot at a time. And so it's literally, as you can imagine, it's planting and moving, planting and moving. That's how it's done. Each and every day, firmly plant that foot. This is what God wants me to do today. Then you go to the next day, firmly plant that foot. This is what God wants today. Today, this day, tomorrow, and then God will guide you where you need to be. Forge ahead is the word I give you. Let me leave you with a quote this morning. Abraham Lincoln said this: "Be sure you put your feet in the right place, and when you do, stand firm." Put your feet in the right place and stand firm. Abraham Lincoln said that. Deuteronomy chapter number 1, verse 6. The Lord was speaking and told the people of God, said, "You have dwelt long enough in the mount. It's time to move forward to go on into the promised land." And I think for some, you have been where you're at long enough. You've been there long enough. It's time to take steps toward the promised land, step by step. Exodus chapter 14, verse number 15, God was telling Moses to tell my people to go forward. Go forward. They were at the Red Sea. Couldn't go anywhere else. Had to trust God to go forward. Forge ahead into the future. Figure out the present. And again, forget the past. Just a simple sermon. I'm a simple sermon guy. But yet, if we adhere to what the Bible says, some of these principles we mentioned, some of these things we've said, along with my own life experience, I know that God would help us as we start a new year. Father, we love you. We thank you today. We thank you, Lord, for the message. I thank you, Lord, for the music today. I pray that you would move during time of invitation. Lord, if somebody needs to come, make it easy for them to come. And we'll thank you and we'll praise you for it. In Jesus' name, amen.